You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hi, welcome to the Smoshcast. I'm Shane Topp.
And I'm Amanda Lehan Canto.
Today's episode is all about nostalgia, classic stuff. We're going old school.
We're so excited to invite our special guest, Ian Hecox.
Wow. Thank you all for having me. Hello. I am Ian Hecox of Smosh and Arctic Adventure on Frozen Pond.
Oh, no. Oh,
Frog that's... Kingdom 2.
Yep, oh, wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. I totally know what you guys are talking about.
Also the hit animated movie Hedgehogs.
Yeah. Ian has an impressive career. Yep. You've done everything. And they're bringing that back, too. Another sequel of that movie is coming, and you get to do it. Anthony can't be a part of that since.
Yeah, you've done a lot, including buying back your company.
I did do that recently.
Yeah, yes. Wow. How do you feel?
I feel well. Today we announced it, and I was I think I was shaking. I was definitely like in the morning, it was like 9 a.m. The video went out, but I had to be on like another call already. So I was like on this call with like lawyers about other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was also like reading the comments as they were coming in, and my hands were like shaking. I was just like, this is crazy. This is crazy. So I haven't had that many moments to just look at the stuff because today is just like packed with other things. So I've been kind of like offhandedly like reading some stuff, and like I looked at the Reddit and I looked at YouTube, and I looked at some stuff on Twitter and Instagram, and it's just kind of like, whoa, we're trending on Twitter, and like
it's a lot that's going on right now. I feel like you probably won't process until like 3 a.m. you're in bed like, who? What?
Yeah.
It's got to be a total overload.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Just like all these people like coming out of the woodwork being like, oh, like Smosh, like they were the first like channel that I watched. And like, it's crazy. It's crazy to see this.
Yeah. So as of recording this, today is the announcement day. So by the time this airs, it's been a couple weeks, but it's been nuts. I can't imagine how many people like, probably getting hit up by random cousins who are suddenly just like, yeah, we're related, man. Do you know? Hey, we should hang out.
Yeah.
Hey, if you need a business manager, I'm your guy.
Yeah, exactly. Because you've always been a celeb, but now you're like a born again celeb. Does that make sense? That's what you are. You're a born again Christian.
Surge.
You're a born again Christian celebrity.
I'm a born again celebrity.
Ian, you're Christian again.
Yeah, you know, Anthony and I decided to come back to Smosh with Jesus in our hearts.
Okay.
And
it actually would have been so funny if you did that, if the whole theme was super religious.
Yeah, you didn't see my bio. It says Corinthians.
Thank God 11, for God.
11:12.
I don't know if I can handle that.
I'd be so sick.
I don't think
all
I can handle that.
All this old Smosh would be like, what the fuck happened?
God found us. That's what happened.
That would be Anthony. We found God.
That would be a pretty funny turn.
It would be very good. Just only Christian sketches.
Yeah.
But super like clean. G-rated.
I mean, that was Studio C. Studio C is a sketch sketch comedy channel, and they're funded by the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll try to collab with them.
Or BYU.
Yeah, we'll try to get them as sponsors.
Yeah, we're going
to
collab. So
they're pretty funny. They had a couple funny sketches.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see them.
There's a sketch where somebody gets hit in the head a lot with a volleyball.
Oh, okay, wait, I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's actually genuinely very funny.
Yeah,
This was made by Mormons. You've probably seen it. Well, Mormons also made Napoleon Dynamite, so.
Well, they didn't make it. The guy that directed it was Mormon.
Yeah. I love Napoleon Dynamite.
And they shot it in Utah, so I think a lot of the extras and actors were probably Mormon.
Yeah, so it's
entirely
Mormon. So, yeah, you know, it's
great.
Mormon
I can't wait to see the volleyball sketch.
It's really funny.
Ian.
I was going
to go. There's
about
to go
Mormon
down
episode.
Back to
road.
Me. Back to talking about me.
No, this is all about you, actually. Like, we're really interested about going back.
Okay. Yeah. I want to talk to you about two things. One, and I think first, we've talked a little bit about our reactions and how we found out, how you told us. I'm curious how this process started from your perspective. Also, like, obviously getting back the business, but just you and Anthony kind of becoming friends like you were back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
When did that start? Because Anthony left back in like 2017.
Yeah.
I've seen him a couple times since. Super nice guy. Mm-hmm. We've been cool. Mm-hmm. But when did you guys start like hanging out again? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, like we probably started hanging out in earnest sometime last year. Maybe like 9 months ago or something like that.
Oh, birthed a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's how long it takes to make a little baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think prior to that we would like occasionally like reach out to each other. But essentially like our friendship as one would define a friendship was not really we weren't really friends anymore.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't out of like spite or anything like that. It was literally just like, you know, we don't like have a lot in common anymore. And like we, you know, I think that we started this whole Smosh thing as like childhood friends, and we witnessed, you know, a friendship turn into a business partnership. And at some point managing the business relationship became more important than managing our interpersonal relationship.
That's so true. I feel like even when I see married couples go into business with each other, I'm like, is it good?
Yeah, it's a scary thing. It was also a behemoth of a thing. It's not just some random business. It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
You probably had a bunch of people like pulling at you, trying to define who you guys should be and stuff.
Sure. And I mean, like a lot of it was also like, you know, a lot of the brand was like Ian and Anthony as like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we couldn't like go, like it would be weird to like tell people exactly like where we were in our friendship. And we didn't really know where we were in our friendship, like towards the end of like Anthony being at Smosh. But it was like off.
Right.
And so, yeah, we kind of stopped, like, we stopped hanging out, like, after he left. And before he left, like, it was still, like, we would hang out occasionally, but it just, like, never felt right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of let that friendship die. And this is something that we talk about, I think, on his interview. I haven't watched it yet because it's not out yet. It comes out in, like, an hour. But I went on Anthony's I Spent a Day With series. But we kind of talked about this thing. We had to, like, let that friendship die. In order for like this friendship to happen, like we had to just completely like let go of what we had, and you know, kind of just resign ourselves to thinking, you know, might not ever be like good friends again. And yeah, when we reconnected, it was kind of like oh, actually, like we still have a lot of the same interests. And I think what really changed was our ability to communicate with each other.
It's like we're adults.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I think we both did a lot of self-work. And so, you know, prior to Anthony leaving Smosh, we did not communicate well. It was a lot of we were trying to preserve what was going on at the company, so we didn't want to rock the boat. So we never had like difficult conversations. And now, like, I think because of the work that we've done, now we can like have like open and honest conversations like about something. And I think that's like totally changed the game in terms of like our communication, and we were able to like forge a new kind of friendship that's way stronger than the friendship that we had before.
See, this is why I love this story so much, because it's not only just like a story that I get to witness as a viewer, but it is your actual life, Ian. Yeah. Like this is your, you know, high school friend that you guys started a huge business together, and life happened, you both grew, and now like you're coming together in such an amazing way. Like it's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I think this stuff happens to a lot of people, right? Like, if you think about it, you guys are childhood high school friends. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone I know has high school friends that were like, you guys were so close. But as you get older, you become different people. That happens. Absolutely. And weird stuff. But it's so interesting that you guys have found your way back and you guys have grown into, you guys are the same people, but you've grown into like newer, better versions of yourselves that are suddenly best friends again. I think that's really sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fascinating to think about with all this that I've seen Anthony like a handful of times over the years. Mm. But we have seen you for these past few years here at Smosh, mm-hmm. and seen like you grow and seen you like, I think like, look, you've always been hilarious, but like to see you become funnier in so many ways, and like, I don't know, it's cool to see. And to see that old school dynamic, but with so many newer components, is really fun.
Do I seem less depressed than I did like when we came back?
I've pointed this out before.
I've never liked that.
It's
that
a bit.
People call that, think that you're like depressed and oh, downer. I've like, that is not Ian.
It's not depressed.
No.
It's the bummer thing that you make jokes about bummer things, like on Try Not to Laugh. Like you'd make Challenger jokes on Try Not to Laugh and stuff. So it was the bummer thing. And I think people started to attribute saying your personality is as a whole is a bummer, which is not true.
Not true at all. You just like dark topics. Oh. So do I. But I do it with a smile. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah. You deliver it with too much of a straight face. But no, in person, you're honestly a very chill dude. Mm. You actually are usually, I'd say, in a pretty good mood.
Oh,
I think so. It's just, you're just a chill guy.
Yeah. Well, I just remember like when we came back, like after the Mythical deal, and like I was now kind of like taking this like position of president and stuff. Like I think it was like pretty hard for me. And like, I didn't really have any chance to like, you know, going from like the Defy shutdown to like being like working with Rhett and Link to save this thing. Like, I didn't have like any chance to like take a break of any kind.
Oh yeah, dude.
And and then now is kind of in this like position that I didn't like originally plan on. And I just remember like there was like several people that would come up to me and be at like the office and be like, "Hey, are you okay?"
Oh. Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I think that first year was pretty rough for me, like mm-hmm. coming back. And like I mean I really wanted it to like work and things were going well and everything, but it was just like, yeah, it was just, I mean, ever since Anthony left, it was always like I was always trying to make the effort of like what is the identity of Smosh, mm-hmm. with Anthony gone, and I wanted to highlight, you know, the whole kind of like, I don't like to use this word anymore, but family of people on camera and the people behind camera. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to like redefine what Smosh was and highlight everybody. But it was still like, you know, the sort of like foundation of Smosh was always like, you know,
you and Anthony.
Yeah.
So, and that friendship.
Yeah. So
and I feel like I feel like that's so hard for a person to go through, not only like a friendship ending, but like the business relationship also ending. Mm. And I feel like no wonder you were going through a tough time. Like you had to hold up, like you were a single mom for a while.
People called me a single dad. Yeah.
You were the Reba of Smosh.
Yeah, I was the Reba.
You were technically working multiple jobs here. That's very much you.
Yeah, I am the Reba.
Are you happier now?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, like, you know, we've been trying to figure out what the voice is for the main channel for years now.
Yeah.
Like we would keep trying these different things, and it was tough because I do think that we did have a lot of like really fun, creative videos and ideas on the main channel, but you know, that channel was built largely with an audience of people that watch the Ian and Anthony videos. So so you're not gonna convince people like overnight to just like accept totally different content. You know, would I take back any of the stuff that we did? No. Like I'm glad we did the stuff we did, and I'm glad that like that Anthony left Smosh, and you could take that sound bite. No,
yeah. But, Ian's happy.
Whoa, but, like, true Hollywood story.
Yeah, but like it really does feel like this all had to happen the way it happened in order for us to be here today.
Absolutely.
So I am, I'm so happy with how things turned out.
Yeah.
So cool.
I think you both. It's impressive for both of you, and I think both of you deserve props because Anthony, it was probably such a tough decision of recognizing that he wasn't happy at a place, despite it being like his lifelong like project, and I know he loved Smosh even when he left it, but he recognized he had to go, and then he found success on his own, which is so cool, and then props to you for taking it on and like leading it for all these years and showing that even just one of you can run a successful Smosh, but now you're back together. So cool. Like success on your own was probably nice. Like to find that identity on your own and now get to come back and have that freedom and that independence and choose to be friends and choose to be business partners as opposed to when you like fell into it. And like from the beginning probably felt kind of like, oh, well, this is just what we're stuck with. This is how we have to be.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that way, that this is definitely a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so sick. Yeah. So now I kind of want to throw it back.
Let's go
back. Look, well, we can come back, whatever.
Throw it back.
So you guys are reconnecting now. I want to kind of go back to like 2005.
Great.
Ooh.
Just to get like
nostalgic.
But also a scope of just how long this whole thing has been going. Because I know we say like old school Smosh and Smosh has been around forever. To actually comprehend that it's nearly, or it is over 20 years old.
22.
The YouTube channel. Yeah. But I think I always forget that this started as a website that you guys started years before you started making YouTube videos.
Anthony created it, yeah.
So Anthony made this thing. do you know when you guys actually started saying Smosh? Like when Smosh became like a thing you guys were saying?
Yeah, I think that was freshman year of high school. So that would have been 2001.
Insane.
Yeah.
What is it like to be in high school and like start this thing with your best friend? Like, how did people perceive you in high school?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like
freshman in high school. What would you?
I mean,
what
we were
you
like
guys?
Losers.
You were losers, like actual losers, or
like losers.
You just weren't popular.
Yeah, we weren't popular. Like we had a friend group, so we weren't like not to say like if you don't have like a group of friends, you're a loser. I'm not saying that. But I would say that like we weren't cool. Like
sure.
Like yeah. I mean like
I was in
cross country.
Okay. Like, oh, cross
that's
country.
Sick.
Those are the coolest guys.
For some schools, apparently cross country can be cool.
No.
Not ours. Not ours. It was very uncool.
Football players would run out and just tackle you mid run.
You were both cross country runners?
No,
just you.
Just me.
Okay.
Anthony didn't do sports.
What did Anthony do? Make websites?
Yeah, he made websites. He did. He's like self-taught on like a lot of like coding and graphic design.
Do you know what code he used for Smosh.com?
Was it PHP? Maybe?
Oh God, the runner just has no idea.
The friggin' runner doesn't know how a website works.
You guys weren't cool, like K-E-W-L, cool.
Yeah.
Did you care? Was that like a big deal that you weren't cool, or was making Smosh, did that make you feel cool?
I guess when it was just a website, no one knew about it, huh?
Yeah, nobody, like Anthony created in 2002 as sort of like a forum for like us to all talk on.
It was like your own form of social media back then.
Yeah, like imagine almost like a Discord.
Right, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just for you and your group.
Yeah, and then he expanded. Like, so there's this website called Newgrounds, which is like a place where people posted these animations. It's called no longer Flash Animation exist as like Flash anymore, I think. I don't really know.
Yeah, I think they got rid of it.
But
Amanda, you wouldn't understand this. This was for cool.
So okay,
dudes. What are we talking about?
So imagine YouTube, but it's mostly videos of like animated stick figures like killing each other.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a pre-YouTube place for videos.
And people
and stuff.
Could and it was like the first it was like the first place for like it was the
pretty
first
sick.
Place where like where there was like user generated content. So Anthony created kind of like a ripoff of Newgrounds, which is you could upload Flash animations to our website. So we started with people that were like at our school that were using our website. And then it like grew to being like some people that would upload on Newgrounds. And they'd also come to our website and upload there to like get another audience.
Did you voice over the – can you voice the stick figures?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys did?
You can, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So maybe your the earliest Smosh videos weren't on YouTube. They were those like Flash animations and stuff.
Yeah, like yeah, Anthony made some.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many users did you have in like 2002? Do you know? Was it hundreds of people by that point?
In 2002. Are you gonna tell me? Do you have?
I don't actually know. I've been doing a bunch of research, and I knew that in 2001 the name was registered. So I know that you guys were making this early on. Which is insane.
Yeah.
But I was just curious. I was curious if you knew, like, oh, if this was just, like, a dozen of us, or if it was, like, no, the whole school knew about Smosh.com.
I think Smosh.com probably started getting people in, like, 2003. Oh, we also had, like, a couple, like, weird, like videos that we uploaded there that was, like, some people from our school made, like, Jackass style videos. Like there was
one
where they like lit a tennis ball on fire and were playing tennis with it. It was called fire tennis. There's another one where this one guy we knew was riding in a car. We had this street and there was a super steep grassy hill next to it. And so he was riding on the car, then jumped off the car and rolled down the hill. We had another one that was called
Was he okay?
Death?
Probably.
Probably not.
People died for Smosh.com.
Yeah, exactly.
We had this other one that was actually great and I think kind of became a little bit viral. That was this microwave Furby video.
It was
a Furby in a microwave. And it was like, cock-a-doodle-doo. And then all of a sudden, it just like this lightning bolt.
And wait, that's a good horror. That's a good horror movie plot. Like cock-a-doodle-doo.
It comes out.
So you said that one went kind of viral?
It went kind of viral, yeah.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Would you say that you were kind of beginning to be famous in high school?
You're like sophomores at this point. Smosh.com.
We were juniors, probably senior. We sold our first shirts to like fund the website, like the hosting fees, in 2005 in our senior year. So like people at our school bought these shirts.
How many
like
people
Smosh.
Bought shirts?
I would say maybe like we might have sold like maybe like 50.
Holy shit.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So it was like Smosh was like kind of like, oh, there's like people that like know about it.
And this is before the Pokemon video.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So at your high school, Smosh became like a household name.
Actually, yeah. Cause there was like in the yearbook, we posed this like photo of like a gathering of like Smosh people. And there's like 30 of us.
Do you have
like
that photo?
Out. Yeah, probably. It's like in a yearbook.
Okay. That's a big deal. Getting like featured in the yearbook, I remember being a very big deal.
So Smosh was big enough to be featured in the yearbook. That's
yeah.
And
like
50 people were wearing. You're walking around like a friggin' cult at your high school.
Yeah.
What are those high school people thinking now? Have they reached out?
The Furby video?
I have the Furby video.
All right, let's watch it.
That's it.
That's it.
Can we show that on here?
That's kind of brilliant.
No, it's. I mean, it's somebody re-uploaded it.
That feels like
but
a Vine.
You
before
technically
Vine.
Technically, that's a Smosh video.
Yeah, somebody that was on our website sent us that video, and we.
Shit you not, I feel like I watched that video back in the day, or maybe there other people microwaved.
Maybe
Furbies.
I don't know.
Holy shit! Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
So all right. So senior year, Smosh is already known. Mm-hmm. It's already a big deal. Mm. But then YouTube starts. Which one of you was like, hey, Let's make a YouTube video.
We actually started making videos before YouTube. Before we knew YouTube was a thing. So
you just had videos.
Were those re-uploads? Did you already those videos? Holy shit.
Yeah, we at that time we had just made, I think, the Power Rangers theme song and maybe the Mortal Kombat theme song, but we hosted it on Anthony's website, so we were paying the hosting fees. And Anthony figured because we had a MySpace, right?
Smosh, of course.
We made like a Smosh MySpace. And we had maybe a couple hundred people following us on MySpace. Anthony, he knew some coding, so he figured out a way to like embed video from Smosh onto like your MySpace page.
Oh wow!
He's a tech wizard.
Yeah.
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 Sounds like it.
So yeah, we first did the Power Rangers theme song, then we did Mortal Kombat theme song, and then somebody took the Mortal Kombat theme song and uploaded it on YouTube. Somebody was like, hey, somebody took your video and they put it on this website, YouTube. We're like, what's that? Went there, found out about YouTube.
What's that stupid place that I'll never have a career at?
Yeah. And so we realized if we upload it here, we don't have to pay hosting fees. Like, we don't have to pay for whenever somebody watches this video.
Wow.
This is great. So we uploaded it on there. Anthony figured out this way to code a video embed so that it would post the YouTube video on your MySpace page and then would have a link below that says click this link or copy this link and add it to your MySpace page. So it was easy for people to share videos.
They could add it to their own MySpace page. So when people go to their MySpace, your video's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sick.
Okay, so wait. The first video you upload on Smosh.com or what was the first video like?
The first video we made was the
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers theme song, technically.
Yeah.
What was the first one you uploaded onto YouTube?
It would have been Mortal Kombat. We re-uploaded it. We asked the guy to take it down. He did that. And then we asked our MySpace people to vote on the Mortal Kombat theme song to be on the front page of YouTube. Because that was the only way of discoverability. And back then you could vote for a video to be put on the front page.
What?
Oh, shit.
That hit the front page, got us a little bit of an audience. And then we asked people on MySpace, we had a poll running. We're like, what theme song do you want us to do next? And we had Captain Planet and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Pokemon theme song. And the Pokemon theme song was overwhelmingly voted for. So we made that, uploaded it, asked people to vote for that video to get on the front page. It got on the front page, and then right at that time YouTube got a bunch of press for being this new thing. People are watching videos, they're viral videos, and it was just right place, right time. And then shortly after that, the Pokemon theme song became the most viewed video of all time on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a year and a half, and then it was removed for copyright infringement. Which nowadays, I don't think that I think that it's fair use. Anyway, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
So how did you guys know how to do this? Was this just trial and error, or was Anthony really coding, or both of you guys were just oh yeah, we figured it this out?
Were you good at coding at all, or is that fully just an Anthony thing?
That's an Anthony thing. He was always a lot more into the technical side of things, and whenever there was a problem that needed to be solved, we want to add an it'd be cool if there was an explosion here, then he'd go okay, I'll figure out how I can do that.
I love that. Yeah. I find that to be so useful, also really hard. I don't think that's me.
Maybe. Yeah, it's not me. So that was always a really great quality of Anthony is he's very driven, mm-hmm. and when he sets his mind to something, he gets it done. So it's in those early days, making YouTube videos, he's okay, I think we started editing on Windows Movie Maker, and that was ass. And so he pirated a copy of
hell yeah.
I mean, look,
you're gonna get arrested.
Smosh was made illegal.
Editing software was very expensive, and we were making $0, so we later on did pay for editing software once we started making money.
When did you make money?
We were probably the first YouTube channel to sell merch. So we
so that merch you sold to your fellow high schoolers.
Yeah,
started.
Did that cost money?
What?
How much
they
was
weren't just
like,
giving t-shirts were you,
you
out
were just
for
giving,
free?
Were you not? You weren't giving out t-shirts for free.
People. No, we made people pay for them.
That's insane.
I love that. The people who were like the quote unquote losers were like, all right, buy our t-shirt. And people are like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I
don't think you were as uncool as
yeah,
you think
exactly.
you are. People are buying your t-shirts.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, I beat some nerds up, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So, okay.
You are a nerd.
Pokemon goes viral.
Me too.
Pokemon goes viral. Does shit change from there? Or like...
Yeah, I would say
like,
so.
Was that what was that experience? Because going viral was not as common back then. Mm. Nowadays, it's like everyone... I feel like yeah. a lot of people experience it. And it's a known thing of like, oh, you could go viral... Back in 2005 yeah. or 2006,
right?
I don't even think that term was used.
It was because like before YouTube, there was still torrenting websites. So like Numa Numa,
yeah, I guess
that
Numa
like
Numa,
Numa Numa, Star Wars Kid, like those
Star
those
Wars
videos.
The best.
Those videos went viral through like torrenting. Like websites.
Yeah, I remember
like,
watching. Insane. I watched Star Wars Kid on E-Bomb's World,
dude, and like all the remixes of those were
Amanda,
people like.
Seen...
I don't think I've seen Star Wars Kid.
Star Wars Kid, see, that's going viral in the worst way.
Yeah,
he.
Oh.
The news, the morning news announcements at this high school. They had like a whole,
yeah,
film lab, whatever, and so he recorded himself with like a pole, doing a bunch of like Star Wars moves.
Like
and,
pretending like it was like a bow staff.
And he
like,
thought he was so sick. He's so into it. It's so passionate.
Okay.
And then he probably forgot to delete the footage, and then another high schooler must have found it and uploaded it onto the internet. So it's like 4 minutes of him just being like just spinning a pole around.
It's
and
so funny.
And it's and they remixed it and like they turned it into lightsabers.
Wait.
They yeah. turned it into a Matrix trailer.
There was a great one where it was him fighting himself.
It's so great.
Like it's insane.
It's
is that
awesome,
the Chosen?
But it's very Chosen
yeah.
code. No, the Chosen
totally, yeah.
Chosen right. is very much of that time. Like 2005 yeah. is prime Chosen era.
Mm-hmm. Is this kid okay? Like
I actually think he had to move high schools.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Well,
he did have
high
to,
schools
he
move
did have
like
to,
off the planet.
He had to move high schools for being simply too awesome. I think by this point, people have probably forgotten. Because you talk to anyone under, like, 25, they don't know what Star Wars Kid is.
That's crazy.
I feel like Gen Z nowadays, like, would do that, and people would be like, that's so cool and unique.
Star Wars Kid would be awesome nowadays.
Yeah, but back then, when we were in high school, like,
no.
being unique and out of,
yeah.
like colorful was just like, oh my God, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We loved like the loser term. Like you're
although
so
I feel like nerds like started becoming cool. Like as right as I was like about to leave high school, like this guy that I was friends with who was a total nerd, won homecoming king. So it definitely felt like there was like, all of a sudden there was this like turn of like, the jocks and the like cheerleaders are not the cool people anymore.
Yes, there was a shift.
I think there was a shift where nerds became cool. I think early YouTube, you see that. Like it's a bunch of weirdos.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. Maybe it's YouTube.
I think just, maybe. But I thought it was fascinating that early YouTube, it wasn't like your typical like super cool people. It was
all weirdos.
It was a bunch of goofballs.
That's probably why you
and Anthony probably
were
the
most
handsome YouTubers of like, that era. To be completely honest with you, man,
you guys were
like,
the most handsome YouTubers.
Point out a different. YouTuber who is more handsome than you and Anthony in early
put
YouTube.
Put it in the comments.
But I think I
yeah,
think,
I mean, Dan and Phil did come in a little bit later.
Yeah, a little bit later. Rhett and Link were a little bit later.
Rhett and Link a little bit later.
Wait, just a little bit later.
Rhett and Link were what year?
They were like
2006, I think.
06?
That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, man, old school shit.
You know they used to make music? You know they were musicians first.
No?
Everyone starts music-wise.
Wait, is that because Link DJs?
Well, they were like they played like real music.
Yeah, they
in a band
like,
together or separately.
Yeah, they played music.
Yeah,
what did they play?
Rhett has a band,
like acoustic guitar and stuff. Rhett
has a band.
Well, yeah, Rhett has Rhett has like a solo career now, but they got started by doing like musical like comedy songs.
Yeah,
the Pokemon theme song goes viral. Are you still in high school when that happens?
No.
You're out of high school.
Yeah.
Damn, you don't get to experience being the coolest people at high school when that
shit blows up. Because instead, I went to community college, and people are like, what is this?
Oh, nobody gave a shit?
Well,
you weren't walking around like playing it on your phone, being like, or I guess you didn't have, you couldn't have it on your phone back then.
I mean,
then,
like, the people, like, it was really funny because, like, the people in my, so I continued to do cross country when I went to community college, where I was definitely...
So cool.
Got completely outclassed. Like the going from high school to college
really
cross country is just insane. Anyway, it was funny because like they were kind of like seeing me upload these videos, and so like they kind of saw like the change in like popularity, and they're like, dude, this is so fucking weird. But like nobody else, like, you know, you're going to, this was a commuter college, you know, it's not like you're staying in dorms or anything. Like,
oh, you're living at home.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
Living at home.
And you're not making any money. You made $0 off of the Pokemon theme song video.
Yeah, zero. Yeah,
that's insane to think about.
So wait, how long when you started Smosh did you make money? Like how long?
Probably we like solicited some like donations to get like a camera. So like towards the beginning we're
but
like,
you're not like living off of Smosh.
No.
Like this
I was
job,
working
this is
no.
not a career yet.
No. I was working at Chuck E. Cheese. Anthony was doing like freelance web design and
Chuck E. Cheese.
You were actively working at Chuck E. Cheese when those first videos started.
Yeah. So
hey,
were you there
and
like if kids were shitty to you, you'd be like, do you fucking know who I am?
Yeah, I would play and then I
no way.
And
I see
I strangled them in the ball pit and they were never seen
beat
ever
the
again.
Shit out
Tell
of
me
these
if
kids.
I'm wrong. I see Ian, you as being very humble, probably not talking about uploading all your stuff.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't
You didn't tell anyone.
I knew
so you're
it.
There no. wearing a mask. Being like, they don't know who I am.
They don't know.
I hide my identity.
Oh, were you the mouse? Were you dressed?
Yeah, I was Chucky.
Oh, are you lying?
I'm not lying.
See, that's when he was really a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's the biggest celebrity.
That was the start of my entertainment career.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything you learned at Chuck E. Cheese that you think has transferred over into your career? Do you think you learned anything by being a mouse?
Dirty mouse? Actually, don't have kids.
Oh my god.
You did commit to that.
Yeah.
Way to go.
On my way. No, I'm not.
So you were
working two jobs. A single mom working
single
two
mom
jobs.
Working
I told
two
you.
Jobs.
Back to Reba.
Ian is a single mom.
Yeah,
okay?
Man.
Ian is
no,
a single
is.
Mom. Was a Chucky entertainer, very humble, but
super
just like
humble.
An up and coming artist about to be famous. Dude,
yeah,
that I love that.
The classic LA story, you know.
So you were making videos for a while where you weren't making any money. So you guys were just purely doing it for fun, or were you guys committing to it in the hopes of it becoming something else, or was it really like, hey, we're just gonna?
I mean, like we pretty quickly committed to it. I mean, when we saw like the Pokemon theme song get big,
right,
and like we were starting to build an audience, it was like, oh. Like they want more, we should make more and maybe make some like original comedy. So we started making like little like sketches and stuff. And that was the thing, like, you know, early YouTube was all like vlogging, like in front, like talking in front of a camera or sketch comedy. Those are like the first two and lip syncing. Those were like the first like three things that were on YouTube and cat videos, I guess.
But that's permanent.
Lip syncing. Wait, how do they do lip syncing if they had copyright issues? Or that didn't come until later?
Because copyright copyright didn't really become like a huge issue until people started uploading South Park and Daily Show clips to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when like all the companies were like, hold up, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then, you know, Viacom tried to sue YouTube for like $2 billion.
Did Viacom win?
No.
Okay.
They lost,
but it did like start the whole kind of like claiming process on YouTube and like DMCA and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
So
that is insane. Yeah. We're teenage years.
But I didn't start. Yeah, we didn't
we're
start
high school
making
dynamic.
Yeah, we didn't start making money until we started selling some shirts. We had some donations that allowed us to buy a camera and start shooting outside of Anthony's bedroom. And then we made this deal with this like YouTube competitor to upload early on their website, and we got like a monthly like payment for that.
So you're living at home, you're going to community college. Is Anthony also living at home and going to community?
Yes.
What were your I know your mom started jumping into your videos.
Yeah.
Were both of your parents on board, or were they like, or were they like, why are you wasting your time?
No, they were supportive.
I'm telling you, if you were born in Massachusetts, it would be totally different.
I think my parents would be super confused.
Mine,
they'd be like, what is this?
They'd be like, this is fun, but get back to like.
No, yeah, it was great. Like my dad, who's an accountant, helped us set up the LLC and like make sure that we were like set on like taxes and tax work and that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, you know, you want to talk like, you know, privilege. I mean, that's we did have like a leg up in certain ways that, you know, my dad was an accountant. He helped us like get straight on that right in the beginning.
You had supported.
He had a client
parents.
That was an entertainment lawyer. So he, you know, obviously we paid him, but he, you know, negotiated a lot of our first contracts and stuff. You know, a lot of people in the early days got taken advantage of pretty heavily.
I'm sure.
Unfortunately, like we had representation and you know, we had our ducks in the row. So.
Even NSYNC got taken advantage of.
Yeah,
you guys
man.
Remember that story?
Yeah, man. You guys are just like NSYNC.
Okay, you guys are just like NSYNC. You're
pretty much just
and
like
Reba.
NSYNC.
Literally.
Oh, wow. They already updated the photo.
So
look at that. Holy
what,
crap.
What?
I've been doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
And something I wanted to do today is to look into the Smosh Wiki.
Okay.
Which I don't think really has been too aggressively edited or updated for years. But I did notice I pulled up the Smosh page for just the channel as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
They've already uploaded the new photo.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, I see that.
You
yeah.
and Anthony. Now, however, reading it, it's like Smosh is a YouTube channel led by Ian Hecox.
Uh-oh.
So already
Uh-oh.
That has to be
changed.
That has to be changed, man.
Yeah.
The Spain Smosh page, like they kind of cover the history of it. Doesn't seem history. Ian and Anthony are best friends who had regularly made videos together ever since high school, which they uploaded on YouTube and the website Smosh.com. At first, Smosh only consisted of half the pair. Anthony used to make Flash games and movies on Newgrounds.com
mm-hmm.
under the name Smosh. Mm-hmm. The name Smosh originated when one of Anthony's friends was talking about a mosh pit he had joined, and Anthony misheard him as saying Smosh Pit mm-hmm. instead, which is kind of funny that we then ended up changing the second channel to Smosh Pit later on.
Yeah, just...
Was that on purpose?
No.
What?
Smosh Pit?
Like
well,
Smosh
I
Pit
mean,
is just like a the
well,
name.
Smosh Pit was we called the website like the picture dump kind of content. That was the Smosh Pit at first.
Okay.
And the second channel was originally ENH. Mm-hmm. It was originally my personal channel. And we had started uploading this series on there called Ian is Bored, where I just makes silly, stupid videos.
So that's why fans are just like having all these things about you. Because I'm literally reading this fandom about you about like Ian was often portrayed as dim-witted, ignorant, lazy, irritable, gullible, conceited.
He was a fucking loser.
I mean, that's like that's who I am in sketches.
Yeah, that's
I know.
Persona.
That's not who I really am, Amanda.
You know this.
You know this, Amanda.
I guess I'm still learning.
And then we wanted to rename the second channel, obviously. We didn't want to call it Smosh 2.
No.
Because it's dumb. And the Smosh Pit was already a thing, and we wanted to bring more attention to the Smosh Pit website. And so we called it Smosh Pit.
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. I'm so happy far, to be a part of it.
This seems to be pretty accurate. Yeah, their rise to fame started in the fall of 2005 during YouTube's early days. The videos they made then were extremely different to their videos now, but I think that's about to change. I think we're getting some old school stuff back.
The classic style is returning. Not 2005 Smosh, but like 2011 to 2014 Smosh, I would say.
Ooh, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Just on the main channel. And then
we even have a bikini girl.
Oh God! Girl one, girl two, hot girl, bikini girl.
literally in the script. I'm so sorry. I swear that I respect women.
We're off to a good start.
Which is true. Which is true.
But we did. I did write into the script. It is on there. She is credited as bikini girl.
Oh my God! I'm getting triggered to like my first casting things. It was like. Big-breasted woman.
No, shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not fucking kidding.
What are you
kidding.
Talking about?
Not from you, from my own casting.
Oh!
No, not from when I started in Smosh.
I thought you were saying that you got casted as a big-breasted woman. I was like, Jesus Christ, there's no fucking way.
No, just boss, an executive.
Okay.
No, in my casting, actual, not
Smosh.
You
got Smosh. An audition?
When I first moved here, it was like... Hot woman, big-breasted woman, mom. And I was 25 when I moved here, so I was like,
"Well, that's like that's like porn. It's like if you're 25, you're a mom now."
Yeah, exactly. Honey, what are you doing in the kitchen?
There's nothing more humbling than getting breakdowns for characters for auditions. Like you move out here and you're like, "I'm gonna do this. I'm so excited." You get auditioned. It's like Stoner One, and you're like, "Fuck, is that who
Ugly
I am?
Ugly guy five.
Stupid idiot.
Or homely girl.
Yes, homely girl. Better Ugly. For radio girl. Like
girl you do not want to see.
Disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm Amanda. I'm reading for disgusting
piece
disgusting
of shit.
Disgusting
piece of shit. Okay. And that's all we need from you. Thank you very
much. And I'm 6'5".
I don't think we need to hear the read. I think you've got it.
Great.
So on this, I'm looking, there's a million series that have been on Smosh over the years.
Okay.
So a bunch of these new and old, they've got it updated. So it's crazy to see. Just how much.
I see GDFNs on there.
Yeah, dude, they've got everything. So Couples Therapy, we start date July 6, 2022, end date July 27, 2022.
Yeah.
Dead Table Talks. Every Blank Ever
Dead Table
lasted
Talks.
For 7 years. Food Battle, which they say status ended. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know now.
I don't think I was ever in Food Battle.
No, Food Battle ended in 2016, which was less than a year after I started. It ended about a year after I started.
And I didn't join until, I don't remember.
We're going to go to your wiki in a
2019.
Second.
2019. Oh, right, yeah.
I will point out Food Battle at the end, if you watch past the credit or whatever, there is a question mark.
Yeah, man.
This is the end, and then a question mark appears, and somebody, a hand comes in. And takes the donut,
and you leave it open ended. But then Anthony left within a year.
Yeah,
it was kind of like I think it's probably ended.
Right.
But now who friggin' knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, they've got all of them right here. Man, lot of good shit.
Mm.
I also have your family tree on your fandom, and it says that your like great 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 grandfather was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, this was a
and Charles K. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is from one of the epic April Fool's pranks that we used to pull back in the day.
So great.
In this one, we made a video that I had an identical twin.
Oh.
So this was like the Smosh.com exclusive piece that showed my family tree. Which is
all died in roller coaster accident.
Yeah.
All six of these died in roller coaster accidents.
Yeah, and then there's another woman artificially inseminated with octuples, and we just used the same
they
kind of
look like
photo
Anthony.
Guy.
Yeah. It does look a little bit like
it. It does, yeah. Oh no.
Oh God.
So my favorite thing with the Smosh Wiki.
Dye your hair blonde again,
babe. There's like a hillbilly joke in there because there's like a incest joke. These people right here. See, they're all linked together.
All named Zeke.
It's
it's very weird. God. Sorry. Anyway, we're focusing too much on one stupid joke.
Sorry.
My favorite thing about the Smosh Wiki,
yeah,
is there's a trivia section, and I'm curious how much of this is still accurate.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna pull it up for you first, Ian, and then Amanda. I'll check yours. You do have a wiki page. And I'm curious how good the info
is. I have a WikiFeet page. I have a wiki page. I have
WikiFeet will be a different episode.
For your fake feet?
No, wait. I haven't looked yet. I should look.
Okay.
Ian's favorite Pokemon is Ditto.
It was probably a video.
Yeah, it's revealed in Ditto, the movie trailer.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
In most mail time with Smosh, Ian kills himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the S word. It was like there would always be something in the mail that would kill us.
Oh, you would actually just get murdered.
Yeah. We'd be like, I know, like one of them was like, oh, we got like anthrax.
I was
or
just
something.
Gonna say anthrax. That's,
like, so we would just have like random things. Be like, oh, what's this? And then die. And that was like how we would end most of the mail time with Smosh episodes. Is like something would kill us. We wouldn't K ourselves.
Which is sounds right. So bad because Mail Time with Smosh sounds like a Nickelodeon like spinoff. Yeah. Mail Time with Smosh.
Yeah. But yeah. we stopped doing it because, like, you know, the crazier stuff would get on video and then people would send us like even crazier things to put on video. And it just like went overboard. It, like, we started getting like really, really gross stuff and it was like,
oh,
you just had to stop it.
It wasn't.
People ruined the fun.
It would just get gross.
Here's a cool thing. Here's a cool thing. Ian was the one who said the word bitch the most.
I believe it. Sure.
I've never heard you say bitch.
Well, it used to be like a bit.
It was our. No, don't give me that face.
What face?
You seem disappointed in me.
I am a little bit disappointed.
No, but
bitch is so fun to say.
But we wouldn't say it to we wouldn't say it to women. We would always say it to each other. So we wouldn't say it like, you know, like that way. We'd be like, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Bring it back.
I think we are, yeah.
Oh, okay. Spoiler. Yeah. Spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler, man. Ian has apophobia.
What is that?
A fear of bees and possibly sphexophobia, a fear of wasps, due to an incident when he was a child where he used a swing against an active wasp hive, causing the bees to attack him.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a real story?
Is this in My Girl?
No, the story's real. I don't think I'm afraid. I'm not really afraid of bees. Wasps I'm afraid of because I don't trust them. Yeah. But yeah, I was swinging on a swing in my like aunt's backyard. And you know the swings that had like the plastic over the chain?
Yes, of course.
I think they made like a nest like in there.
Oh.
And so like when I went to swing on it, they like came out of it or something. And yeah, I got stung by a bunch of wasps.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
So did Macaulay Culkin.
Oh.
My Girl.
Didn't work out so well for him.
And he died.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Spoilers.
And then there's a bunch of just random shit here. But then lastly, and I remember this. In July of 2020, Ian changed his Twitter name and avatar to Caillou for an unknown reason.
I remember that.
That was just great shit.
That was just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, just a good time.
Yeah, that was great. That was a lot of fun. That's the most fun I had on Twitter probably ever.
Except for announcing Smosh?
No.
I haven't even been able to engage with people. I've been doing this bullshit.
Oh my God, enough.
Okay.
But is your Twitter broken?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think it's still working. I heard Smosh's Twitter is like a little bit broken right now because of all the tweets.
Yeah, just too popular.
That's really
popping
sweet.
Off.
Amanda, I have your trivia here. I think most of this is correct.
Was casted as big-breasted woman number one
by Smosh.
Primarily works as
Amanda. I think never mind.
It says Amanda is Portuguese.
Oh.
Yes.
But like a specific kind of
my
Portuguese,
family's
right?
From the Azores.
Oh, well, it doesn't have that
San
info.
San Miguel. And I'm half Irish also.
Wow. So they're not fully correct.
No.
Amanda often has lunch with Angela.
Oh.
Is that correct?
Is that correct?
I love these facts. I love Ian's are like these intense, crazy facts. And Norris is just like, she got lunch with Angela.
Yeah,
once.
She got into her car. Well, there's a lot of accounts that are like Angela and Amanda are best friends forever.
Oh.
It's really cute.
Is that
like,
a Narasha prank that she's setting
no,
up?
No, no, no. There's like a legit Amanda and Angela are best friends, Instagram and YouTube. And it's really cute. It's every moment that we've ever like touched. It's really okay. Cute.
The compilations get so specific.
Yeah, I do have lunch with Angela a lot.
Good.
Okay, nice. So that's also true.
I support
Amanda
that.
Has been told that she looks like Adam Sandler and Cat in the Hat,
yeah.
Which we know is true.
Yes. Uh-huh. No, I haven't gotten a female. I've gotten Aubrey Plaza.
Mm.
I've also gotten what's her name from Girls.
I've noticed like some random like men on like Twitter are very triggered by your bangs.
Really?
What? Yeah, yeah. Like really? some men are like legitimately like triggered by your bangs.
Why?
Like
triggered
they're in a bad way? They're like don't trust a woman that has bangs like that.
I have never seen that comment.
Yeah,
what
I've seen
the
a
fuck?
Couple comments. I think there's something
I'm protected
that makes,
by my bangs then.
Yeah, there's something that makes like some men like deeply insecure.
Yeah. I actually get a lot of messages on my Instagram that are like, "Mommy, your bangs. Oh my god, mommy."
Well, that's good. That's good.
Attention, mommy.
Mother is good.
I get mother all the time and it's like your bangs, like I would say that on other women, like I don't like them, but on you, it makes me feel something. Like I feel like
awesome.
I don't even know. And I'm like, yeah, my messages on Instagram are never like, I'm never like, oh god. I'm always like, okay.
Yeah, I
mommy.
Think this is more like Twitter.
Oh, okay, Twitter.
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
Some blue check marks. Getting mad about the bangs. Yeah. So besides that, Amanda, the only thing that I saw in yours that kind of blew my mind, it's under professional information. It says other works of note, NBC 7 News.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that you worked on NBC 7 News.
Yeah.
You a crisis actor?
Yeah. No, I worked I worked in downtown Boston. I would take the train and I worked at Channel 7 NBC News as a writer. I was a news writer. I was like the people super stressed out behind the reporters.
You were writing the fake news?
I was writing the fake news, exactly. And then I first started off as a PA and a teleprompter.
Okay.
I got yelled at more times than I can count on that job. So I would be the teleprompter person who would turn the little teleprompter.
That's a serious skill.
It was a serious skill, but like the producer was so angry at me all the time. Because if you go the littlest bit fast, the reporters get so angry.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I worked at Channel 7, like the 4 a.m. shift for almost 3 years. I enjoyed the news a lot. I thought I was going to be a news reporter. Because my mom wasn't like Ian's parents. She was like, okay, all these fun, like, because I would film everything I did. I would make little movies when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, okay, that's fun, but like, be a reporter. It's the same thing that you're doing on the side. I was like, okay. So I like pursued reporting.
Oh.
Yeah, and I made a reporting reel and all my friends thought it was a joke.
Oh.
Because I was so, they were like, this is hilarious. And I was like, I'm talking about murder and like people tied up. So it was, my reel just showed me that I was in the wrong place. Mm. So I left Boston.
Wow.
Guys, it's okay. Maybe one day you'll see my reporting reel.
Oh.
I use my hands a lot.
Oh, if we can upload that, that'd be so awesome.
I'm like, a man was caught down.
Did you use a different voice?
I used a reporter voice a lot, but I didn't go too hard and I was very awkward.
Do they like give you
lessons on that? I was 23.
Oh my God.
Do they tell you how to talk?
Yes. Yes.
They're like, hey.
But I like.
You need to talk like this.
I just like watched them a bunch and then did a lot of writing. And then I would like go out at 4 a.m. and shadow a reporter. And then I would jump in and like while she was outside of court and like jump in and do like my own. They call it package.
Yeah. To think like your career, you could have been like at this point in your career, like a lead reporter in like Omaha.
Yeah.
Because like those, those, I feel like those people, like it's such a weird career. Like you just bounce around in the most like random cities.
Well, that's the thing that I didn't know, that I couldn't start in a city that I wanted. I had to start in like Wyoming or Utah or Ohio, and you are a one-man band. So you do everything. You film yourself. You set up your shot. You edit. You do your graphics. You do everything.
You're literally a YouTuber.
For like 5 to 6 years.
Holy shit.
And then maybe you can... So those people on the desk have worked grunt work for like 10 years before they got on there.
So that's why they're allowed to be very angry at you.
So angry.
Fucking up the teleprompter.
Exactly. And I realized I was just like... It's really hard reading the news every single day. It was like really depressing.
Yeah,
plus
man.
I love.
And you have
comedy.
To wake up at like 3 a.m. Right?
You literally have to, you have to wake up at like 2:30 if you're on camera to do your makeup. But for me, I woke up at 3 a.m. and took the train.
Yeah, gosh.
And would drink Dunkies.
Dunkies,
baby.
Dunkies. yeah, truth.
Wow, yeah. That's wild. I can't wait to see
Amanda. We're going to find that and we're going to show it. Lastly,
drinking donkeys.
Lastly, before we're out of friggin' time.
Oh. Shit, I wanted to read yours.
Well, okay, before we go, there's one thing. Okay, there's a couple things on mine that I do not understand.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't, because a lot of them I know the video where they came from, right? I'm like, oh, we did that in a 2 Truths, 1 Lie or something.
Yeah.
So I have a couple here. Shane hates cheese.
Hmm.
I have no idea where it came from, but
it's on
there.
Because it hurts your tummy?
I don't hate cheese.
It must be a video.
But it says reference needed. So someone just put that on there.
Somebody just trolling.
Someone else put...
Reference
one of
needed.
Shane's favorite TV shows is ABC's Once Upon a Time. He has said, quote, I really like the story of the show. It makes me feel like I am in the scene, which is important to me.
Oh!
I
what?
Don't... Understand. Here's the weird thing. I did watch the first season of Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
But I didn't, like, love it.
Okay.
So I don't know how this happened.
Sure.
So we need to figure that shit out. Also says Shane's favorite Pringle flavor is the barbecue Pringle, which is also not true.
Huh.
So I don't know where this shit came from. I'm very confused.
Reference needed on most of these.
Well, reference needed.
I will say, like, speaking of, like, misinformation on the wikis and the fandom wikis, somebody kept putting on Smosh's real Wikipedia, like, last month that Anthony and Ian own Smosh.
Funny.
And they kept writing, like, because of, like, some clause that Anthony put into the contract... And blah, blah, blah. Now Anthony and Ian own Smosh. And we were sitting there, obviously planning on this deal. And we're like, who is adding this? Who is doing this?
Can't you find out?
No, it's just like a
track
random.
Track them down.
Just a random like.
Anthony's a tech wizard. He can track them down.
But now you know weird. That person is like, yeah.
I knew it.
I knew it. I'm the coolest guy ever.
Yeah. What? That's really kind of, you guys must have freaked out.
It was weird. It was really weird. I was like, well, it's like wrong information. So it's like not a big deal, but it was still just like so strange.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Hilarious. Well.
Well, I have a question for you. Okay. So who would you rather be? Or who do you think's cooler? Big Bird or Snuffleupagus?
Oh.
This is a real question.
I didn't really watch that much Sesame Street or Jim Henson property, but I would say that Snuffleupagus probably because Big Bird is just like
name right.
Snuffleupagus.
Isn't it Snuffleupagus?
Snuffleupagus.
Isn't it Snuffleupagus?
I have absolutely no idea.
I don't know. You're asking some like serious like boomer questions, Amanda.
You know what? Fuck, Ian. We're the same age, babe.
That's not true.
How old are you?
Yeah, but you're married and stuff. You're
that
like,
doesn't.
That automatically.
That's
makes
true.
You,
that
that automatically
add,
makes you.
That,
like
babe, that's
older.
Like a deep sadness of me. I'm like, am I married? Does that mean I'm like old and dead and off the market of life?
No, basically. Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Great. Cool.
It is a nice ring, though.
Thanks.
It's a very nice ring.
Okay, so Big Bird or Snuffleupagus?
Snuffleupagus.
All right. Incorrect. Ian, thank you for being here. This has been enlightening.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back at the Smoshcast. I think you two helming this thing is really fun. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Ian.
Well, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome back. I feel like we're about to go on like a train ride or something. Here we go.
About to leave the country. we'll see you guys later. Thanks for watching. See you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.